Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. It's a privilege to be able to share God's word with you for my devotion this evening. The title of my devotion is, Do You Love Me? And the scripture text is taken from John chapter 21, verses 15 to 17, which Pastor Charles has just read for us. In John 21, 14, Apostle John recorded for us that it was during the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was risen from the dead that he asked Peter the question, Lovest thou me? In the following verses, 15 to 17 of John 21, we read that our Lord Jesus Christ asked Peter the same question three times. And the question Jesus asked him was, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? In asking the same question to Peter three times, I believe our Lord Jesus Christ was gently reminding his disciple Peter of the three times he denied knowing him. Our Lord Jesus Christ knows everything, and he knows the heart of Peter. In asking Peter the repeated questions, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Our Lord Jesus Christ is desiring a new confession of faith in him from Peter before restoring Peter and empowering him to feed the flock of the church. Do you love me? Almost 2,000 years have passed since this question was asked of Peter. But to this very day, this inquiry, do you love me, from our Lord Jesus Christ, is most searching and useful to us to consider. When I did my devotion on John 21, 15 to 17, this question from Jesus to Peter, lovest thou me, struck me and made me think. As I read and meditate on these verses, it's like our Lord Jesus asking me, do you love me? As I reflect and ponder more on this question, I ask myself more questions. What does it really mean to love our Lord Jesus Christ? Do I truly love him? If I truly love my Lord Jesus Christ, I ask myself why? Why? Why do I love him? And then I ask myself further, if I truly love my Lord Jesus Christ, have I lived it out in my life? In my devotion, I have two encouraging learning points to share with you. And as I share them with you, I hope they will encourage you too. The first learning point is, if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be revealed in our heart's desire. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be revealed in our heart's desire. When our Lord Jesus Christ asked, do you love me? It's a thought-provoking and searching question that aims at our hearts. Our Lord Jesus Christ loves us unconditionally, and he's asking us, do you love me? If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, how does our heart desire show itself amongst ourselves? I think if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to think about him. We do not need to be reminded of him. Christ dwells in our hearts and is present in our thoughts. We have thoughts about our Lord Jesus Christ every day that we live because we love him. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to hear about him. We love to hear something about our Lord and Master. We will seize every opportunity to worship him, to listen to the preaching of his word, to his message for us. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to read about him. We delight to read the scriptures because the word of God tells us about our Lord and Savior. We delight in having quiet times with our Lord Jesus Christ daily as he speaks to us through the scriptures. The scripture testifies of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom we love. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to please him. We are glad to do things which he approves. Show us anything in our daily practice that Christ hates, and we'll give it up. Show us anything that Christ delights in, and we will follow it. In John 14:15, our Lord Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." To us, Christ's commandments are not burdensome because we love him. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to fellowship with fellow brothers and sisters in Christ. We regard our brothers and sisters in Christ as members of the same body, as children of the same family. We are drawn to each other by the common tie of a common love to our Lord Jesus Christ. There's a common bond of union and affection to our Lord Jesus Christ. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we are jealous about his name. We do not like to hear him spoken against without speaking up for him and defending him. We regard with jealousy any effort to belittle his word, name, or church because we love him. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to talk to him. We tell him all our thoughts and pour out all our hearts to him. We find no difficulty in speaking to our Lord and Savior. Every day we have something to tell him. We speak to him in prayer every morning and night. We seize every opportunity to pray and to pray together as a church. We tell him our needs and desires, our feelings and our fears. We ask counsel of him in difficulty. We ask comfort of him in trouble. We cannot help but converse with our Lord and Savior continually because we love him. And if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we like to be always with him. And we want to always be in his company to have communion with him. Our hearts long for that blessed day when we will see our Lord Jesus Christ face to face. These, I believe, are the marks of our heart's desire if we truly love our Lord. Let us look at the question again, which our Lord Jesus Christ asked of Peter, and try to answer it for ourselves. Let us look at it seriously. Let us examine it carefully. Can we honestly say that we love our Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love me? Our Lord Jesus asked Peter, and he's asking us. As simple as the question sounded, I find it most searching. As plain and easy to be understood by all, he searches the heart of all, and even the heart of Apostle Peter for answers. The Apostle Peter may feel encouraged and be overcome by the fear of man, but he loves the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe this is the point which our Lord Jesus Christ would have us know, on which our faith in him hinges. And I believe the secret of this adoration towards Christ, which distinguishes us as Christian, is found in the Word of God in John 1:4-19, which read, "We love him because he first loved us." May our love for our Lord Jesus Christ be the desires of our hearts, to love him in every moment of our lives. The second learning point is, if we love our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be reflected in how we live our lives. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be reflected in how we live our lives. Do you love me? This question from our Lord is a searching question. It demands an answer from us, which will reveal the state of our relationship with the Lord in our journey on earth with him. As Christians, our religion is our close relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. This precious relationship is anchored in our hearts and our lives. It's felt by us in our hearts. It's seen by others in our conduct and in our lives. We all have one common feeling towards our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, on whom we build our hope of salvation. We all know how we feel towards him who died for our sins. We love our Lord for all he has done for us. He has suffered for us and died for our sins on the cross at Calvary. He has redeemed us from the guilt, the power, and the consequences of sin by his blood. He has called us by his Spirit to repentance, faith, hope, and holiness. He has forgiven all our many sins and blotted them out. He has freed us from the captivity of the world, the flesh, and the devil. He has taken us from the brink of hell, placed us on a narrow way, and set our face towards heaven. He has given us light instead of darkness, peace of conscience instead of anxiety and uneasiness, hope instead of uncertainty, life instead of death. Remember what he has done for us and what he is continuing doing for us day by day. And we love our Lord for what he's doing daily for us. He's daily washing away our many shortcomings and infirmities and pleading for us before God. He's daily supplying all our needs and providing us with his provision of mercy and grace. He's daily leading us by his Spirit, bearing with us when we are weak and ignorant, raising us up when we stumble and fall, protecting us against our many enemies, and preparing an eternal home for us in heaven. Knowing this, how do we respond? We feel our sinfulness and our guilt, and we readily confess our sins to our Lord and we repent. When we respond with our heartfelt confession and repentance, we please our Lord Jesus Christ and we glorify him. We see the Lord Jesus Christ to be our Savior, whom our souls need, and we commit ourselves to him. When we resolutely put off the old man with his corrupt and carnal habits and put on the new man, we please our Lord Jesus Christ and we glorify him. Daily, with the grace of God and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we live new and holy lives, fighting habitually against the world, the flesh, and the devil. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we want others to know that our Lord is the cornerstone of our Christianity. Ask us in what we trust for the forgiveness of our many sins, and we will tell them in the death of Christ. Ask us in what righteousness we hope to stand innocent at the judgment day, and we will tell them it's the righteousness of Christ. Ask us by what pattern we try to frame our lives, and we'll tell them it's the example of Christ. True Christianity is knowing, trusting, obeying, and loving our Lord Jesus Christ who died for us. If we do not love Christ, we have no sense of debt to him. We have no feeling of obligation to him. To see our need of Christ and our amazing debt to Christ is the first step towards loving him. To know ourselves and find out our real condition before God is the only way to see our needs. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, how shall we respond to his love for us? We love our Lord Jesus Christ for all he has done for us and we want to live out our life for him. We serve him faithfully and diligently. Wherever he places us to serve him, we serve him faithfully and diligently, not out of duty, but because we love him. We rejoice if we love our Lord Jesus Christ in deed and truth. Rejoice in the thought that we have good evidence about the state of our soul. We must be bold to let others see and know. If we love our Lord Jesus Christ, we must never be ashamed to let others see it and know it. We must speak for him. We must witness for him. We must live for him. We must work for him. If he has loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, we never need to hide or fear from letting others know that we feel it and love him in return. On this thought, I'd like to share with you a touching story which you may have heard before. It's about a North American Indian convert and an ungodly English traveler. And the story goes like this. "Man," say a thoughtless, ungodly English traveler to a North American Indian convert, "Man, what is the reason that you make so much of Christ and talk so much about him? What has this Christ done for you that you should make so much ado about him?" The converted Indian did not answer him in words. He gathered some dry leaves and moss and made a ring with them on the ground. He picked up a live worm and put it in the middle of the ring. He struck a light and set the moss and the dry leaves on fire. The flame soon rose, and the heat scorched the worm. It wriggled in agony, and after trying in vain to escape on every side, curled itself up in the middle, as if about to die in despair. At that moment, the Indian reached forth his hand, took up the worm gently, and placed it on his chest near to his heart. "Sir," he said to the Englishman, "do you see that worm? I was that perishing creature. I was dying my sins, hopeless, helpless, and on the brink of eternal fire. It was Jesus Christ who put forth his arm and delivered me. With the hand of his grace, he plucked me from everlasting burnings. It was Jesus Christ who placed me, a poor sinful worm, near the heart of his love. Stranger, that is the reason why I talk of Jesus Christ and make much of him. I'm not ashamed of it because I love him." May we have the heart and the mind of this North American Indian in loving our Lord Jesus Christ in every moment and every circumstances of our lives. Our Lord Jesus Christ is more than worthy of all our praise and adoration for him. In every moment of our lives, how we show up, how we talk, how we feel, how we behave, how we think, and the decision and choices we make are evidence of how much we love our Lord Jesus Christ. May our love of our Lord Jesus Christ constrain the desires of our hearts and shape the way we live our lives, that our lives may testify of our love for him, for his glory. As we walk this earthly journey of our Lord Jesus Christ, the more we know our Lord and of our need of him, the more our hearts desire to love him. But our love for our Lord Jesus Christ can never be enough. May we never think that we can love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ too much or too well. And may we never think that we can live for him too thoroughly. Do you love me? Our Lord Jesus asked Peter almost 2,000 years ago, and he's asking us today. Just as our Lord Jesus Christ knew the heart of Apostle Peter, our Lord knows our hearts too. May we love our Lord Jesus Christ more and more each day. May we love him more today than yesterday, and more tomorrow than today. May we love the Lord with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for reminding us of how much our Lord Jesus Christ loved us. May you help us to respond by living every moment of our lives pleasing unto him, because we love him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.